Welcome. You are listening to What on Earth is Happening. This show will discuss the topics of human consciousness, mind control, natural law, the occult, and all issues that affect the freedom of the people of Earth. What on Earth is Happening will endeavor to shine light upon the darkness of our world and to offer empowering solutions to the problems we face as humanity approaches its critical moment of choice. And now, here is your host, Mark Passio.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Again, the toll-free number to call in to the show to talk with Bob Tuscan, main organizer of Free Your Mind 3, 800-313-9443. We're asking for calls of people from people who attended the Free Your Mind 3 conference so we can get their feedback and their suggestions. So let's continue with Josh from Virginia, and he was telling us about how he was formerly in, I believe you said, the military, and you got out of that institution.
No, sir. I met with friends who were in the military.
Oh, okay.
But I had, I had just a small little landscaping job for a good-sized city, and I was internally conflicted because I was not above the work or even the people I was working with, but I was above the institution I was working for. And one day, at the end of the day, it was pouring rain. We couldn't do much. We were all back at the shop. It was about 45 minutes until we were allowed to leave. And there was a bunch of people in a room waiting to leave who could just as easily get up, go out the door, and see their families, do something productive, not waste taxpayer dollars. And that's exactly what I did. I got up, I left, went home, went online, and wouldn't you know it, went on Richard Grove's website, and there was a video called Natural Law by Mark Passio.
And wow.
I didn't quit my job that day, but in my mind, I made the decision mentally that I would do it no more. And Mark, you've uplifted me so much in my thoughts, in my mind, in my actions, in my life. And I thank you for that very much.
God bless you. I appreciate that so much.
And I'll end on this. I'll make a deal with you, Mark.
Sure.
You told me that next conference, you hoped that you would be signing your own book. And if it's
yes.
out, I'm going to be there with copy in hand. God bless you.
Oh,
sir.
It will definitely be out by the next conference. I won't let it go that long. But I'm still working on editing it, and hopefully it'll be a few more months. So, Josh, thank you so much for that call.
Good to hear from you, Josh. My book will also be out. It's going to be a coloring book, but it's going to be colorful. I can guarantee it.
It always is with you, Bob, without any exception ever.
Well, thank you.
Let's hear from John in California. John, you're live on What on Earth is Happening.
Mark, Bob, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, John.
It is great to meet you. And I did not go to the Free Your Mind conference.
Hang up on this guy. Hang up on him.
I wanted to go. I didn't know anything about it. Mark, I've been dying to talk to you. I just love your work. I mean, you have just opened my mind, and I don't even know where to start, so I'd just like to throw a couple questions at you.
Sure.
You know, I was watching, real quick, I was watching your Demystify series, and you started talking about 11-11.
Yes.
And I had this experience at a university. I went back as an older student, and I got thrown out. I got kicked out of all 23 universities because I wrote a story. And I won't get into it. But to make a long story short, I know that I'm supposed to write a book about the story and what happened to me. Well, I always felt like I was. And I'm listening to your Demystify series, and you're talking about 11-11, and I'm like, I never see 11-11. I never see it. So it must mean that this is just some weird thing. I'm supposed to move on. I had a Facebook chat with a friend months prior, and I had saved it because I deleted my Facebook. And I went back, and I'm reading because it's part of the story, and I had fallen asleep for an hour and 38 minutes. 11:11 was all over it. When I was asleep, wow. I had sleep typed. I did it at 9:49, that's 22, that's 11:11. I did it at 1:10, that's 1:11. I did it at 11. At 11:11 p.m., I was asleep, and I woke up, and I hit plus minus 185 times in 1 minute.
Amazing.
At 11:11.
I mean, it seemed to be a number that kept coming up around the time of the conference, that and the number 23, you know, and you think about it, 23, I mean, let's start with 11:11, you know, as you said in my Demystifying the Occult seminar, I touched on this in the final section of that presentation of that seminar. By the way, I didn't mention this. I should have mentioned this during the announcements. My Demystifying the Occult seminar was completed, being edited by Richard Grove, who filmed and edited it. And it is now on the whatonearthishappening.com website in the video section, and it is also on my YouTube channel. This was actually completed the week before the Free Your Mind conference, so I didn't get a chance. Of course, I wasn't on the air last week because I was at the Free Your Mind conference, and didn't get a chance to mention this. So I'm glad you even helped me to recall that, so I could tell people that is out and on the website. The number 11:11 represents the call of the light worker. In other words, calling people to do the great work, to transform themselves, and then to help to transform other people through the dissemination of knowledge. And, that's so powerful that was a synchronistic number that kept coming up before the conference and during the time of the conference and at the conference even. And the number 23 I kept seeing and still have been seeing. I mean, this has been repeatedly, actually, over and over again, the number 23 in the last month or so for me. And that is the number in the occult, in different systems of occultism, particularly thelema, which means to get out of mind control, to free the mind. And it's just so amazing. What an amazing synchronicity that the number 23 kept coming up for me around the Free Your Mind conference, because that is what the number actually represents in different systems of occult thought, in numerological terms.
That's incredible. Mark, I kept seeing 666 everywhere. What does that mean? That mean anything?
Yeah, that means we have a lot of work ahead of us still.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Wait, can I bounce?
Yeah, sure. Continue.
Just real quick. I the local sheriff uses a seven-pointed pentagram. It's upside down. The top point's pointed down. Is there any significance to the extra 2 points compared to the five-pointed pentagram, or is it just the number seven in distortion?
Well, I believe they use that to represent the septenary. You know, the seven planets. Seven chakras, etc. I talked about the importance of the number seven as being like a divine number. So they're setting themselves up in the sense of we are the gods, we are divinity, we are the spiritual essence that runs through everything. And they're none of those things, but in proxy, symbolically, they're trying to represent that, not only represent it, but then turn it upside down. You know, that's why that seven-pointed star is always inverted in police regalia. So it's all dark occult symbolism, of course. That all of their regalia and symbolism is just dripping with dark occultism, as always, because that's who owns them. The dark occult owns the police and military.
Well, is the courthouse, I went in the courthouse, and there's the compass in the square. I mean, it's just, they're dressed in black. Is the black robes a symbol of Saturn, and is Saturn the dark sun?
A lot of dark occultists see it as such, possibly as a failed star of some kind, or being the base chakra, representative of the base chakra of the solar system, which is about base consciousness and control. Saturn is known in astrology as the planet of discipline and control. It's the disciplinarian energy, and they see themselves as that. They see themselves as, you know, we are the law. We are the ones who are going to control the actions of other people. And, you know, it is a Saturnian cult without a doubt. The black robes, the rituals that are basically performed in court, it's all part of a Saturnalian cult without any question in my mind.
All right, one more thing, and I don't want to keep you too long. I know you've got other callers. Have you ever heard of negative pleasure?
No.
Okay, how much of this stuff that you know, the dumbing down and the people, I mean, they spray out here, man, and nobody notices it.
Oh, sure. It was a huge spray day here in Philadelphia today.
It's ridiculous. It's just like, how can news trucks not be crashing into each other trying to cover this story?
Right.
But basically, you know, the story that I wrote was about negative pleasure. When we're young, we're abused, we attach pleasure to the abuse event, we shut down emotionally, and we grow up, it comes out in different forms, you know, as projections. And so basically, we have to hurt not to feel. And when you look at the 777, and the one that I see they remove the most is the emotion. You know, we're popping pills.
Sure.
We're not feeling, man. We're not feeling. And I've done some personal work. I've been in the fetal position when I sobered up, and oh my God, it hurts. But that's what I want to write about. And so I'm just curious to know if you've ever heard of the term and how much of it you think, you know, correlates. Because I see a lot of correlations between negative pleasure and, you know, the 777, specifically the seven that represents emotion.
And, yeah, I am not as familiar with this concept. I'll have to look it up and do some research on it and perhaps, you know, talk about it a little bit in the future.
Yeah, I would like to talk to you again. I'll let you go. I appreciate you taking the time. But I sure would like to talk again.
Absolutely.
I'll just call back in.
John, thank you so much for your insights.
All right, Mark. Thanks. Bye.
Let's hear from Ivan in Phoenix. Ivan, you're live on What on Earth is Happening with our special guest, Bob Tuscan. Ivan, are you with us?
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah,
Ivan,
can you hear me?
Did we meet at the Freer Mind Conference?
I don't know, because I don't know if I have told something on Facebook that I showed up in Philly on a Thursday for some conference, and I blinked, and next thing I know, I was getting off a plane on Monday in Phoenix. It just flew by.
So we did meet or we didn't meet? I'm confused.
I don't know. Maybe it was a dream. Yeah, we met. We met.
It did go by like a blur, didn't it, Ivan?
So fast.
Yeah. Yeah. It made me think of what David Icke has talked about. You know how when something's dreadful and painful, it takes forever, and when you're like around a beautiful woman, how it goes by quick. Well, this whole weekend, that it was just so full of goodness and so much of everything that it was like a hundredfold. It went by, you know, like a blink of the eye. You know,
time flies when you're having fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I initially showed up to as just a, you know, observer for the first conference, and ended up helping you guys, and the same thing with this one, with the intention to help you guys. But I don't know how anybody can take it all in, because even just as a spectator or somebody just there to get the conferences, the meet and greets, to talk to each speaker or to network with the other attendees, I mean, there's just so much going on that it's just overwhelming all together from the get-go.
It definitely can be overwhelming, especially when you're like one person that a lot of people are, you know, running things by and, you know, throwing information at and, you know, talking to and, you know, sharing insights with. And it's like trying to remember people's names and faces. And, you know, when you're just one individual trying to do that with a whole lot of people, it can definitely be overwhelming for sure. But,
Yeah, I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to make a smart-ass remark. I was going to say, especially got tiresome when everybody kept coming up to me saying, what happened to your hair? to me, that was one of the most largest burdens of the conference,
Bob,
but that's okay.
Bob cut his signature long hair and has a different look now, so that was one of the first things people remarked on when they were meeting you, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I didn't recognize him. I picked you up at the airport, and you had to flag me down. I didn't know who the heck you were.
So, you know, I think it's just I try to just pace myself and just deal with people individually, one-on-one, and try to be fully present as much as possible. That was my quote-unquote game plan for the conference, and I think, you know, it went pretty well. And, you know, the energy that I felt was a very high level and balanced, and just, you know, it just spoke to the high level of consciousness of all the people there. I just wish we could see that extended so much more in society in general. You know, Barb and I were talking and saying if, you know, we could help to foster this level of consciousness throughout society on an everyday, day-to-day basis, I mean, the problems of the world would go away so quickly, and, you know, we would become a type 1 civilization overnight, practically.
Well, Mark, I'm here to announce for the first time ever from the makers of the Free Your Mind Conference and What on Earth is Happening in the Bob Tuscan Show, we will be, you're already laughing, I haven't even said what I was going to say yet, we will be starting the first ever Free Your Mind City. It's going to be a collective, if you will, of all these individuals. And we're just going to move into either Mark's backyard, if he can fit us all, or, you know, somewhere. I don't know where we'll go, but we'll have to have a Free Your Mind compound somewhere.
A Free Your Mind intentional community, right?
Yeah, I mean, I dig it. I mean, ultimately, those are typically, you know, they end up being kind of a shoddy experience and dysfunctional, but... Heck, if we could live in an autonomous, you know, sovereign community, if you will,
right?
I think that would be awesome.
With the kind of people that were there, I'll bet you we could make it work, because those people were definitely, like I said, of a higher order of intelligence, without a doubt.
Yeah, and they had some good grass too, man.
Always.
You guys just touched on a whole bunch of stuff there. Bob, you posted something on Facebook that you and John asked some of the hotel workers and stuff what they thought of the attendees, and that all you got back was positive, you know, responses, that, you know, everybody was friendly and appreciative and, you know, totally different from what you would think of crazy sure. conspiracy theorists, you know?
Well, Ivan, I want to bring something up here, and we have a lot of callers, so I don't mean to take away from going right back to the phones here, but I got to share this and talk about synchronicity. All right. Somebody who worked at the hotel with us, and I hope this is okay for me to say this, Mark, but somebody that worked at the hotel who was a part of their planning department, I'll just say that. That very day we came into town was given some bad news. And I saw him and I said, you know, this is a guy I had been planning the conference with at the hotel for months now. And I said, I won't mention his name, but what's going on with you, man? Everything okay? I just kind of could sense something was up with the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he had been given the diagnosis that day that he had cancer.
Wow.
Pretty bad cancer. And I said, dude, this is your lucky freaking day that our conference happened to be at the same time, because guess what, dude? Rick Simpson oil, B17, Laetril, Soursop, Gerson therapy, and the list goes on and on, and I hope we save this guy's life.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to What on Earth is Happening with our special guest, Bob Tuscan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. Bob Tuscan, main organizer from the Free Your Mind 3 conference, is our special guest this evening. He's going to stay with us for this one more segment, and we're going to just try to blast through some calls from attendees of Free Your Mind 3. Let's hear from Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're live on What on Earth is Happening.
Mark,
did we lose Dave?
The list I'm looking at has Chris from Des Moines, Debbie
right,
from Connecticut.
Let's move on to Chris. Let's move on to Chris from Des Moines, Iowa.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, is this Mark Massio and Todd Buskin?
Yes, it is.
It's actually Bob Foreskin, but you can call me whatever you want. That's fine.
I was not at your conference, and if you want to put me, I got some pretty relative
hang up on this guy
things
too.
To
all
say.
Right.
But if you want me to, I can hold on.
No, go ahead. You can make a comment.
Okay. Well, you know, I woke up in 2008, and I've always I create abundance, and I've built things with my hand. That's my job. I have, you know, backyard chickens. I have 50 chickens and quail and earthworms, and I'm getting ready to raise fish. I've built a rocket. I create abundance, and I love it. It's the best thing that I can do to help people. It's awesome. And I live in Des Moines, Iowa. We got this phenomenon going on right now with all these rule followers and rule makers coming into town for this election coming up, and then the Iowa State Fair, and it is this the statism on parade, and just was the great. I mean, there is so many asleep people walking out there, and it's disgusting.
It's the big
I can't
cult.
Even go there or anything.
It's the big cult that we have to work toward infiltrating and helping people to quit. You know, that's what this is all ultimately about. But Bob, your talk was all about creating abundance in people's lives and getting out of this artificial scarcity-based mind control.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Scarcity is a major tool of manipulation, and it's done in many ways, shapes, and forms. So you're definitely going to have to learn a little bit more about my breakdown of scarcity-based mind control and the subtitle of my talk, which was The Liberation of the Mind, Body, and Spirit, which in many ways is brought to you in abundance. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Chris, thank you. Let's hear from Debbie in Connecticut. You're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome.
Good evening.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm much better now that I'm talking to you.
So, Debbie, what did you think of Free Your Mind 3?
I have not listened to your radio station for a long time. But right now, I am listening to it consistently. And it makes so much sense to me.
Well, that's
awesome.
Great. I mean, that's what it's all about, is making sense of what we're going through in the world together.
Absolutely. And I just got back from a cruise from the Bahamas. My daughter paid for it. It was for my 60th birthday. And, you know, I met people from all strengths and walks of life. But, you know, the evilness that I'm seeing right now, it's outrageous.
It's widespread. It's everywhere. The corruption, you know, the order followers, you know, people who just basically think that they're in control and own other people. You know, that's what we're dedicated to helping people to understand is wrong and stopping it in, you know, whatever way we can, certainly trying to reach their minds, trying to reach their souls. That's what the great work is ultimately all about. You know, that was a huge part of what many people touched on at Free Your Mind 3. And specifically, that's what my campaign that I'm going to be launching on the whatonearthishappening.com website, Quit Your Cult, is going to be all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it absolutely hurts me. I mean, it filtrates me. And
sure.
It stabs me in the heart. It really does. I love my Lord. And I love the beauty of him. And everywhere I turn, it seems like I'm being so attacked.
Yeah.
It's a difficult time period that we're all going through. And Debbie, I will say to you, you know, stick with the information. Knowledge is the great transformer of people's lives. And, you know, just stay with it and try to stay strong and try to communicate what you've learned to other people as much as you're able. I want to thank you so much for the call. Bob, let's try to squeeze one last call in here. Let's hear from Eddie in Connecticut. Eddie, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome. Okay.
Let's
hear
go
from
to Jason.
Jason in yeah. Oregon. Jason, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome. Doesn't look like we're going to have time. Bob, I want to thank you so much for coming onto the show and sharing what we all experienced at Free Your Mind 3, which was an event like no other.
You're the man, Mark. It's out, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Free Your Mind 3's main organizer, Bob Tuscan. We'll be right back after these words. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Listening to What on Earth is Happening right here on RPN. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. I want to thank Bob Tuscan for coming on for the first half of the show this evening, the main organizer of the Free Your Mind 3 conference. He did an absolutely outstanding job along with his co-organizer, John G. Vibes. I could not have possibly asked for a better turnout and a better organization of this event. I feel I've put it into the hands of the right people, and they're doing just a brilliant job with it. And Free Your Mind 3 was an absolute testimonial to that. Again, it was a humbling experience. The people that showed up, who I interacted with and talked with over the weekend, were just so supportive and so generous. You know, there are no words to really describe the whole experience. Again, I just want to say thank you to everybody that made it happen, and thank you to everybody that was a part of it in person. So I want to tell people who are holding on the phone lines, I may get to some calls later in the show, but I do want to do something that I talked about a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, I was going into the psychological reasons that people fear rebellion against tyranny in general. And we read a couple of good essays on that. And as part of that, I had read a segment, an excerpt from a paper that was written by Thomas Paine back in 1776, the year that the American Revolution began. And I told people I was going to read this entire paper on the air, and I think now is a good time to do that, especially as we're on the eve of the anniversary of the American Revolution, and actually we will be going into it, at least here on the East Coast, at midnight. April 19th of 1775 is when the Battle of Lexington Green occurred, you know, and those were the opening shots of the American Revolution, the so-called shot heard round the world. So this paper that Thomas Paine wrote, it was a series of essays that he distributed throughout the colonies, but particularly here in Pennsylvania. It was written on December 23rd, 1776, issue number one of the series that Thomas Paine titled The Crisis. Many people may refer to it as the American Crisis, as it later became called, but it's simply referred to as The Crisis, and I will post it with this podcast. I believe this will be podcast number 191. We'll be moving toward the 200th anniversary edition shortly, soon enough. So what I want to do, I think, for the remainder of this episode is I want to read in its entirety the first edition of The Crisis by Thomas Paine. Thomas Paine is, of course, the most marginalized of the Founding Fathers. He's my favorite of the Founding Fathers. I think he was the most enlightened of all the Founding Fathers. And he's marginalized because he was so enlightened. And the powers that shouldn't be in our world today, who are, you know, rewriting and controlling, you know, the communication of historical events through the control of textbooks and the control of information to the extent that they can control it. They don't want people to know about Thomas Paine. You know, he's a thorn in their side, so to speak, because he was anti all forms of mental control. You know, he was waking people up from the mind control of his day. And, you know, he did this as a communicator. He was a great communicator, as you'll see when I read this paper. And it's just really sad to see how marginalized he is in the modern day, especially in education, because so many people could learn so much from reading Thomas Paine's work. I highly recommend it. And, you know, if you do, you'll recognize that he was a man living way out of his time, who was way ahead of his time in his mindset. So this is the paper called The Crisis. It's issue number one, December 23rd, 1776. And this is by Thomas Paine. Here we go. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that manner is not slavery, then is there not such a thing as slavery upon earth? Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can belong only to God. Whether the independence of the continent was declared too soon or delayed too long, I will not now enter into as an argument. My own simple opinion is that had it been 8 months earlier, it would have been much better. We did not make proper use of last winter, neither could we, while we were in a dependent state. However, the fault, if it were one, was all our own. We have none to blame but ourselves. But no great deal is lost yet. All that Hal has been doing for this past month is rather a ravage than a conquest, which the spirit of the Jerseys a year ago would have quickly repulsed, and which time and a little resolution will soon recover. I have as little superstition in me as any man living, but my secret opinion has ever been, and still is, that God Almighty will not give up a people to military destruction or leave them unsupportedly to perish, who have so earnestly and so repeatedly sought to avoid the calamities of war by every decent method which wisdom could invent. Neither have I so much of the infidel in me as to suppose that he has relinquished the government of the world and given us up to the care of devils. And as I do not, I cannot see on what grounds the King of Britain can look up to heaven for help against us. A common murderer, a highwayman, or a housebreaker has as good a pretense as he. 'Tis surprising to see how rapidly a panic will sometimes run through a country. All nations and ages have been subject to them. Britain has trembled like an ague at the report of a French fleet of flat-bottomed boats, and in the 14th century, the whole English army, after ravaging the Kingdom of France, was driven back like men petrified with fear. And this brave exploit was performed by a few broken forces, collected and headed by a woman, Joan of Arc. Would that heaven might inspire some Jersey maid to spirit up her countrymen and save her fair fellow sufferers from ravage and ravishment. Yet panics in some cases have their uses. They produce as much good as hurt. Their duration is always short. The mind soon grows through them and acquires a firmer habit than before. But their peculiar advantage is that they are the touchstones of sincerity and hypocrisy, and bring things and men to light which might otherwise have lain forever undiscovered. In fact, they have the same effect on secret traitors which an imaginary apparition would have upon a private murderer. They sift out the hidden thoughts of man and hold them up in public to the world. Many a disguised Tory has lately shown his head that shall penitentially solemnize with curses the day on which Hal arrived upon the Delaware. So I'm just going to break there for a moment. What Paine is talking about is, you know, that the American Revolution has basically begun, and it's not really going as well as the colonists had hoped, because there's a lot of support from a lot of the colonists in the form of Tories, which he's going to get into. And he's going to explain, you know, that, you know, because of the support in the middle colonies of these Tories, these supporters of the crown, what we would call statists today, or supporters of slavery in any age, that's why the British decided to attack the middle colonies, to make that the seat of their war, as opposed to the northeast colonies around Massachusetts, because there was very little support from them there because of the kind of tyranny that they had already enacted upon the New England colonies. So continuing with Paine's words in the crisis. As I was with the troops at Fort Lee and marched with them to the edge of Pennsylvania, I am well acquainted with many circumstances which those who live at a distance know but little or nothing of. Our situation there was exceedingly cramped, the place being a narrow neck of land between the North River and the Hackensack. Our force was inconsiderable, being not one-fourth so great as Howe could bring against us. We had no army at hand to have relieved the garrison, had we shut ourselves up and stood on our defense. Our ammunition, light artillery, and the best parts of our stores had been removed, on the apprehension that Howe would endeavor to penetrate the Jerseys, in which case Fort Lee could be of no use to us. For it must occur to every thinking man, whether in the army or not, that these kind of field forts are only for temporary purposes, and last in use no longer than the enemy directs his force against the particular object which such forts are raised to defend. Such was our situation and condition at Fort Lee on the morning of the 20th of November, when an officer arrived with information that the enemy, with 200 boats, had landed about 7 miles above. Major General Nathaniel Greene, who commands the garrison, immediately ordered them under arms and sent express to General Washington at the town of Hackensack, distant by the way of ferry 6 miles. Our first object was to secure the bridge over the Hackensack, which laid up the river between the enemy and us, about 6 miles from us and 3 from them. General Washington arrived in about 3/4 of an hour and marched at the head of the troops toward the bridge, which place I expected we should have a brush for. However, they did not choose to dispute it with us, and the greatest part of our troops went over the bridge, the rest over the ferry, except some which passed at a mill on a small creek between the bridge and the ferry, and made their way through some marshy grounds up to the town of Hackensack, and there passed the river. We brought off as much baggage as the wagons could contain. The rest was lost. The simple object was to bring off the garrison and march them on till they could be strengthened by the Jersey or Pennsylvania militia, so as to be enabled to make a stand. We stayed 4 days at Newark, collected our outposts with some of the Jersey militia, and marched out twice to meet the enemy, on being informed that they were advancing, though our numbers were greatly inferior to theirs. Howe, in my little opinion, committed a great error in generalship in not throwing a body of forces off from Staten Island through Amboy, by which means he might have seized all our stores at Brunswick and intercepted our march into Pennsylvania. But if we believe the power of hell to be limited, we must likewise believe that their agents are under some providential control. And I want to stop there for a moment as well. What Paine is saying there is that because of the colonists who were fighting the Revolutionary War against the British were on the side of freedom and were fighting against tyranny, that Providence was at their back. This is the idea that if you're doing the great work, the universe will actually assist you. It will come to your aid. You know, and he's saying if these were agents of hell, they're under the control of Providence as well, and the force of Providence or God is working against them just the way it is was at the back of the revolutionaries. You know, people think a lot, you know, everybody thinks God is on their side, quote unquote. But I think what Thomas Paine is saying here in this section of the Crisis, paper number 1, is very true. Providential forces do come to the assistance of those who are fighting on the side of the true will and of true freedom. So I think that it's just incredibly powerful, his statement there, and I'll continue with the paper now. I shall not attempt to give all the particulars of our retreat to the Delaware, Suffice it for the present to say that both officers and men, though greatly harassed and fatigued, frequently without rest, covering, or provision, the inevitable consequences of a long retreat, bore it with a manly and martial spirit. All their wishes centered in one, which was that the country would turn out and help them to drive the enemy back. Voltaire has remarked that King William never appeared to full advantage, but in difficulties and in action. The same remark may be made on General Washington, for the character fits him. There is a natural firmness in some minds which cannot be unlocked by trifles, but which, when unlocked, discovers a cabinet of fortitude. And I reckon it among these kinds of public blessings, which we do not immediately see, that God hath blessed him with uninterrupted health and given him a mind that can even flourish upon care. I shall conclude this paper with some miscellaneous remarks on the state of our affairs, and I shall begin with asking the following question. Why is it that the enemy have left the New England provinces and have made these middle ones the seat of war? And I'll pause right there and we'll pick up that on the other side of this break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to What on Earth is Happening right here on RBN. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Wake up.
to What on Earth is Happening right here on RBN. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. In the second half of the show tonight, I'm reading the in its entirety the first paper of the Crisis series by Thomas Paine, which he wrote in 1776. This is Crisis number one, which was written December 23rd, 1776, and you know, he continued them into 1777. This first paper was actually read to Washington's troops at Valley Forge. That's how inspirational Washington considered Thomas Paine's writings. And I just want to say, you know, as, you know, we're getting ready to cross into midnight here on the East Coast, we'll be going into April 19th, which is the anniversary of the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. April 19th, 1775 was the Battle of Lexington. Then, of course, it was followed by the Battle of Concord. And I want to reiterate, this is also a high time to watch for false flag events, because we are in what is known as the occult season of sacrifice, a 40-day period from March 19th to May 1st. In which dark occultists look at it as a prime time for bloodletting rituals and mass human sacrifice events. You'll see repeatedly events have happened over and over again in this time period, the Oklahoma City bombing, Columbine school shootings. The examples go on and on and on. You know, I did an entire show about this. You could check it out in the archives on the podcast section of my website. The day after that, they also favor Hitler's birthday, April 20th, you know, for obvious reasons. So these next 2 days, Sunday, April 19th and Monday, April 20th, people out there should be exceptionally vigilant. We should really keep our eyes open and watch for false flag events. And if anything does occur, I mean, scream it from the mountaintops that it was a false flag, okay? Because governments are looking to do events on these days that put people into deep fear so that they can justify their draconian agendas. So if anything happens, you can guarantee it was a false flag, government-sponsored terrorist event, and it was not done by who they claim it was done by. So please be very vigilant over these next couple of days. Not saying that to foster fear in anyone, just making people aware that this is a time period in which false flags have been done before, and, you know, they stick to their guns and to their strategies. They don't want to diverge from the strategies that have worked for them, these psychopaths. So, you know, until people figure out the strategy, until they figure out the pattern, these people are going to keep using it because it's worked up to this point. So, with that being said, you know, I think it's just highly appropriate that this would be done on this day. And I didn't try to plan it like that, folks. It's like synchronicities keep coming up over and over like this. And, you know, it just kind of worked out that today was April 18th going into the 19th. And it just happened that I had promised a couple of weeks back that I was going to read this paper, you know, about the opening volleys of the American Revolution as written, as recounted by Thomas Paine. And here we are on the eve of the opening shots of the American Revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue this great paper on the other side of this break. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses declining.